This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. And we spent the night last night at Indian Gardens Campground on the Bright Angel Trail, about halfway between rim and river. But what I didn't share with you last week was that we put dinner into the day bag and carried it out to Plateau Point, a mile and a half north, at a viewpoint above the Colorado River with the Grand Canyon spread out all around us, and made dinner there in my possibly favorite restaurant ever. Oh, what an amazing place, Plateau Point, where the day-tripping mules do their turnaround, because you don't ride a mule to the bottom of the Grand Canyon and back up again in a single day. So we're going to load up our backpacks for one last time. And, you know, when I know I'm on my last day out, my snacks and lunch go in the little pocket on top of the backpack, and everything else, it just goes in. Oh, maybe the fleece stays on top because I know it's going to be chilly on the rim. But I don't worry about packing fancy that last morning. And up we go. Now, one thing I learned a long time ago was not to be in a hurry. Because, you see, I've been in the Grand Canyon for pretty much a week, and I've disconnected. I've been off the grid about as far as one can get. And I know one thing for certain. The circus of civilization up above hasn't changed in the week much. And so I'm in no hurry to get up there and check the feed. In fact, just the opposite. I will sit down on comfy rocks as often as I can, look back down in the canyon, look at where I've come to, judge my progress by how far up I've come, not how far up it looks like I have to go. Because I'll tell you what, dear listeners, that rim above doesn't look like it's getting any closer. Yeah, time goes and time goes, and that rim looks just as far away until you're on the last half a mile. So don't worry about that view. Enjoy being in the canyon those last few hours. It's not a race to the top. You're going to get up to 3 Mile Rest House at the top of the Red Wall before you know it. And that's where many of the day hikers will turn around. You'll start meeting people who are in awe of your backpack and in awe of the fact that you have been to the bottom. Some of them may even be in flip-flops. And up we go through the Supai to the top of the Supai and mile and a half rest house. Make sure you've checked with the rangers at Indian Gardens. If the water is on at both of these places, you don't have to carry much more than a liter. Another nice rest, and the last pitch up. Before you know it, you're going to be there. There are two tunnels. That uppermost tunnel, you'll come around the corner. There's the Bright Angel Lodge. Oh, yes. A root beer float sounds just right to me. And we've hiked out of the canyon. So looking forward to seeing you not being in a hurry to leave the wild behind. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberlein.